Praise the Lord.
Saints, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, another day of grace. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, help me to speak as the oracles of God, be a faithful servant, a faithful steward. Help us, O God. We will glorify you together in the name of Jesus. We need your help always, Lord. We can do nothing without you. We can do all things through Christ, all things of him, for him, by him, and through him. Jesus Christ, only Jesus Christ. Help us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I called, but none answered. A time of betrayal. People will come with great joy. And then turn on you. We've seen it happen. I'm just repeating. And then a great supper. God's people must overcome the sin of unbelief. And then I got a meditation, climbing the summit and receiving one another. All right. I will call upon the Lord. Yahweh said, I called, but none answered. How come when I came, there was no man? And then when I called, there was none to answer. David said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. It shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they've not believed? You understand, calling on God is more than lip service. How can they call on him in whom they've not believed? Well, how do we believe? Well, we must hear the word of faith preached and receive it by faith. Huh? How can they believe? Except they hear. Well, how does God ordain that we hear? Except there be a preacher. So what people do is they choose out their one little preacher and they believe him, and then they don't believe the truth. See? You've done it, haven't you? Or maybe you're a little clique. How about that? Maybe your own iniquity. How about that? All right. So calling on the Lord, that's what he would have us to do. Not in pretense, not in form and fashion. We can't call on him like that. How can they call on him in whom they have not believed? Which means when we call on the Lord, we have to call on him with the faith that he's given us. The just shall live by his faith, by the faith. Now, since we're in these perilous times, everything calls itself what it's not. You know, there's things that call themselves faith is not faith, and call itself love and is not love, call itself submission is not submission. That's across the board. This is the perilous time that we're in. Now, we would understand that we would prosper. Y'all know God's intending to save us. All right, then we need to believe him. He's given us faith to believe that. We shouldn't depart from it. But I heard the preacher say, God's people must overcome the sin of unbelief. I heard it on the broadcast. Y'all listen to the broadcast sometimes? I heard Brother Stier say that. God's people must overcome the sin of unbelief. I read it in the book. Huh? Y'all want to hear it? Praise the Lord. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Reason we need to do this so we can run the race with patience. So that we can run this race that says before us is an endurance race. So we must run it with patience. And in God's wisdom, we'll be perfected in our patience, and we'll be saved in our patience, and in our patience, we'll possess our soul. Understand? We aren't just marking time. What God is doing is working in us, and we're resisting him. That's unbelief. Resisting God's unbelief. Resisting God is unbelief. When we submit to him, we have power to resist the adversary, all the wiles of the adversary. When we resist God, then we are powerless against the wiles of the adversary. Y'all think it's some in between, huh? There's not. There is not. Now, I understand as men, we vent our frustrations. You all know how I know. And what's the other thing? Blow off steam. So, that's not a problem with me. I told you how Larry came out to the woodpile and chewed me out. I didn't get upset because Larry's just frustrating his, venting his frustration. One time he told Brother Stair, damned if I do, damned if I don't. He was just venting his frustration. That's not a problem. Not with me. If I would maintain that men should never do that, I guess I'd be a fool. So in saying that, let me say this. If you understand venting frustration, then you must allow it in your neighbor. Some do it better than others. Some do it lawfully. Some do it unlawfully. You know, but folk are going to do it. So we have to ask God to help us to be patient with one another as we do the things that men do. Vent our frustrations. Absolutely. Now, it's unlawful when we blame everybody else. I won't put up with that. You want to vent frustrations, that's fine. As long as you know you're involved in it. If the frustrations you're venting is everybody else is wrong, I don't want to hear that. That's a bunch of lies. And I'm endeavoring to believe God. Hallelujah. Or vent your frustrations in the way that you know the answer and you always do it right. I don't want to hear that either. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So what do you mean, brother? I mean, we must discern, judge the spirit. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. Now, someone said about the preaching yesterday. Good preaching, but it was hard. Another one said, man, that was convicting and encouraging. How about it? Well, what I must do is present myself and do what God would have me to do. It's essential that I don't get moved about by stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I have to keep my focus upon God and pleasing him. You too. All right? So the word hit people different ways, depending on where they are and what God's doing with them. I don't know about that. See? What we do sometimes is we like to count the eggs before they count the chickens before they hatched, which means we figure out something before we have all the evidence. This is common to man. Especially when it's us, we figure, I just know. Edward said that because of this. Sherry said that because of that. Many times we're just talking what we don't know, but we hold to it. We speak to it like it's gospel. And the word of God we treat like, well, could be, could not be. And we shouldn't be upset. I'm going to speak the word of God. Whatever you say now, we'll have to measure it with the word of God. Just because you say it, I'm not going to bow down to it. All right? Thank you, Lord. But if we esteem our opinions as the word of God and the word of God is as opinion, which we do sometimes. You understand? You won't upset somebody. You go against their little idea. Go against their tradition. Go against their tradition. The hell with commandments of God. You want to upset them, you go against their tradition. See, it speaks about it in the book, tradition of men, but they transgress the commandments of God. Now, Sherry said she needed to ask God to help me to be gentle. And not a problem. I love the word of God. It said we should be gentle. Doesn't it? So I'm in agreement with it. We have to discern gentleness, though. I can keep talking because, I've been accused of doing patty cake with Sherry and slamming everybody else. Y'all know that, don't you? If you don't, I'm telling you. See, this is what I put up with. Sometimes y'all think y'all can judge and you don't know everything. And I tell you, you still don't believe me. You know, I've been accused of being partial to Sherry. No matter what she does, you know, it's a pat, pat, pat. And when I do something, whack. Y'all know I've been accused of that? Well, you don't believe me, though, do you? You're quiet, aren't you? Yeah. You know, I've been accused of judging one differently than the other. Y'all know where I got it from? Got it from Sherry, got it from Rose. They both said the same. I told y'all this before. This is what I deal with, and you wonder why I make the judgments that I make. Of course, you must understand they concern you. So that's why I can't let, what would I do if I believe that I treat Rose partial, and then I go to Rose and she tell me, then I'm tossed to and fro and I'm confused. What? Why? How can I please God? I don't do that. I please God. So understand, I hear what you're saying, all your frustration, but, you know, I got to stand on the rock. Everybody understand? I'm not here to offend or, absolutely not. We're here to be perfected, to love one another and serve one another. But the word does say the servant of the Lord must be gentle. Absolutely. It's in one of them Timothys, the second chapter, I think is, what is it? Yeah, the servant of the Lord. That's me, that's you. If any man speak, that's me, that's you. Let him speak as the oracles of God. See? Now, we need to hold to that. What we do is say, well, that's what the man of God does, and me, I can just speak anything and everything. You know, I can just let my tongue be unruly. But the man of God, when he speaks now, he needs to speak as the oracle of God. And when he does things, he needs to be gentle. See? Now, we're going to require folk to be gentle. What should we do? Thank you, Sister Edie. I'm losing them. They're falling off. You know why? The heart's being revealed. That's not my doing. That's the Spirit. And we should just say, yes, yeah, Spirit, search me, search me, search me. He's going to do it anyway. We gain benefit or prosper when we yield to the search and when we agree to the search. And we say, yeah, if you found it, Holy Ghost, it must be true. That's how we have to say it. But usually it's the other way. You know, this is what Granny told me. This is what I heard online. Then it must be. No. Spirit find it and tell you it's true. It's the gift that God has given us. Even the Spirit of truth. Amen. See? Now we have it. Yes, yes, yes. This is why the prophet said God's people must overcome the sin of unbelief. We got the Spirit of truth in us. Yes, we do. What happens if we're not careful, we let the devil convince us that we don't. And he gives us something that's pretty close, but not quite. Y'all know that's how the lies are? They're real close, but not quite. That means they're a lie. Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Sin, when it's finished, death brings forth death. But in the present, there's a separation. You can see a separation. Hallelujah. And we're separated from the world, separated unto God. In that, we are united. So what happens when we're not united, then we're somewhere else. We're black folk or white folk, or maybe we are, I don't know. We're just not Christ. In Christ, we're just united. There's no difference in us. No difference between us. God don't love one more than the other, and he didn't give one more than, no. In Christ, we're just partakers of all that he has. I believe it like that. So why is it we, our countenance falls sometimes? Because our mind is on earthly things. Huh? We begin to savor the things that be of men. Then we offend God. He said, Simon, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me. Because thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Now that's concerning us. You understand? Yeah, when we savor the things of men, we are an offense to God. What we should do, seek the things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, singular, on things above. Set your affection on things above. Because you can only love one. I don't know what they told you in school, but I've learned that we can only love one. Huh? You can only serve one. Right. And see, what men try to do is serve God and serve themselves and serve others. That can't be done. We're servants to whom we yield our members. Servants to obey. We obey the flesh, then we can't serve God like that. Now, this is good news, so everybody should, I read in the book where it says, iron sharpeneth iron. Since I'm your friend, I should sharpen your countenance. That's how it's written, isn't it? Usually when they quote that, though, they quote it out of context. You know, they like, well, we need to be at strife and at odds. That's not what the scripture says. I'm going to find it. Y'all, wait a minute. I'm going to find it. What'd you do with my Bible, brother? Hallelujah. It's right here. We won't blame it on Brother Kirk. Where's Kirk? Huh? Anybody know where Kirk is? Right there. He's trying to hide it. I don't hear him saying nothing. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That don't mean that we're slapping one another. It does say a brother is born for adversity, though. That's not what this says. It says a man's friend sharpeneth. Yeah. Am I your friend? Well, don't y'all look sorry then. Y'all look happy. Thank you, Brother Owen. Yeah, y'all, look, that's what the scripture says. Praise the Lord. Don't consider me your enemy. Don't consider anybody in here your enemy. We have no enemies after the flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, and the weapons of our warfare not carnal, mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. This is the truth. Now, we hold to this and we walk in the victory. We let Satan move us away, then we forfeit the victory that God has already wrought for us. Y'all understand, we're not winning the victory. We're walking in the victory that God has wrought. The battle's been won. Thank you, Bakia. See, that we should get excited about this. That's how it's written. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory. That means he's got the victory and gave it to us. The kingdom is his and he gives it to us. The glory is his. He shares it with us. We're partakers. We're heirs of God, see? Heirs of God, heirs of God, heirs of God. He withholds nothing from. Y'all know what an heir is? Yeah, that means we get all that the inheritance is inheritance. Praise the Lord. So aren't you happy, Charlene?
I'm happy.
Praise the Lord. Well, give God the glory. We shouldn't endeavor to take credit for anything. We shouldn't do that. But man's prone to do it. Hallelujah. That's why he's so enamored with himself and ain't got time to praise God. It's evident, y'all know. Y'all listen to me. Hallelujah. So Sherry said, I'm going to ask God to help you be more gentle. I said, okay. Is that all right? Y'all can pray with her. I'll pray too. Lord, help me to be gentle. Servant of the Lord must. Absolutely. I'm not going to argue with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What about God? Should we ask that he be more gentle too? We're not going to say that outright, though, are we? Maybe a bank shot. You understand. Clandestine. cloaked in something else. Y'all know men do stuff like that? And what we don't understand, though, is that God has put us together, brothers and sisters, and told us that by the Spirit that we are brothers and sisters. Okay? And we should love one another as he has loved us. That's the requirement. That's not hard. It's his love. Your love can't do that. No, no. The reason we get upset is because we try to do it with our love. It won't do it. No, our love won't save us. Because we don't love what we ought to love. That's why we have to be changed. Y'all understand? That first work of grace, thank you, Lord, it come into our heart, that love of God. And because that love come in, we can love him. Absolutely. We didn't choose him. That's how we like to say it. We didn't find God. He found us. Hallelujah. Oh, it must be some wisdom in it since he's the only wise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I have to try to ask God to help me while I do. What's Sherry talking about? Since I think I'm gentle. What's she talking about? Hallelujah. But help me, Jesus. Brother Timothy, they say a woman's prerogative is to change her mind. Anybody ever heard that? Well, men do change their mind, but there are some things we shouldn't change our mind about. If God be God, don't change your mind.
Well, you know, when we talk about gentle, was Jesus gentle? And he said, and he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money sitting. And when he made a scourge of small cords and drove them out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. Was he gentle?
Was he angry? Let's ask both questions. Huh? I think he was both. Praise the Lord. Did he sin? No. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah, brother. We don't mind, brother. We want to be gentle in here today. Hallelujah. We still have to get the job done, you understand? We must get the job done.
Uh-huh.
We can't stain one duty with the sin of another.
Amen. I'm looking for it, but I remember it. It says, it's in Proverbs, I think, and one of the kings, his mother told him. She said, my son, she said, give not thy strength unto women, nor unto that which destroyeth kings. She was talking about, well, you know what she was talking about. She was talking about wine for one, and she told him, don't give your strength unto women. In other words, don't let a woman persuade you to not rule as you've been called to rule. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, we have to put that in the full context. You know, we as a church are the woman. Yeah, we can't leave that out. And here's God endeavoring to rule over us. And guess what? Be gentle, Lord. Hallelujah. Be gentle, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Tim, tell the account of how he asked one of his parents if the stove was hot. And they said, try it and see. And Tim, he was just stubborn enough to do it. See, what we believe about people is what we believe about. See what I'm saying? And when you approach people that way, there's always going to be conflict. Always. So, you understand? Now you can, oh, help me, Jesus. Now, I understand I'm a man, Charlene. I don't deny that. That's why I so much confess my need for God. If you would remember that you're a man, you'd probably do likewise. Huh? But you understand we are spirit beings. Yes, we are. And we need God's help. But if it's in your heart that I'm a whoremonger and I'm chasing women, then every time you approach me, that's going to affect you. Understand? It's just like your neighbor. Whatever you think about him, that's right. And, you know, that's, what is it? That's your own imagination. And though they, you know, I tell you, I'm not chasing women. And every time you come on, praise the Lord. I've heard all kind of things. Really, I have. They're not true. I do rejoice. But, you know, I'm just talking about what we must do to get along. And we must do it. We must love one another as we love ourselves. Not anymore, not any less. Is that not right? Now, some don't think that right. But the righteous God said this is how it should be. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And we can do that if we love God with all of our heart. Otherwise, we can't do that. And when we come short, then we're not walking in the love of God. It's not that our neighbor needs to change. It's that we're not measuring up to the love of God. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But we always like to work with the neighbor and get them, you know, conform to our image. And that's not the problem. If God can get along with you, you can get along with your neighbor. Huh? Y'all know what it takes for God to get along with you? Let me tell you. The same thing it takes for you to get along with them. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. See, when you talk to me, I believe this. My spirit is like this. I'm not making this up. I didn't find this up online. This is what God put in my heart. So this is how I talk. This is how I deal with it. Not everywhere. And you tell me the problem is your neighbor. I can't hear that. Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So what I say is, you know, I don't like to be pushed when I say something. That's what I mean. But some, you know, they think about the more I badge you, the more. That's not how I am. You understand? No, I don't always make a decision quickly. But once I make it, usually, you probably won't come up with more evidence. But that's how some like to do. Well, I resist that. And maybe they call it roughness. You know, what can I say? Otherwise, we'll keep going around the horn. You understand? Because we just really don't like to accept judgments. Except we make them. And if it's given to you, that's fine. If not, then it's going to make for strife and envy and confusion. You understand that? Hallelujah. Now, this is hard for a man to get hold of.
Amen.
But God's grace is sufficient. If you'll grab hold of God's grace right now, you can come on in right on into this. Hallelujah. But some more than others have just, they always have had this, let's do it my way situation. And y'all listen to me situation. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, it shows up, even if what's in comes out. And we may not know what comes out, but ask your neighbor. They tell you, believe them. Okay. Hallelujah. Believe them. Thank you, Lord. I've done lots of wicked things, but I've been charged with stuff I just haven't done. Well, common to man, right? Okay. Well, let us not be found guilty of that, since we are now, you know, in Christ in the faith. Let's speak the truth to our neighbor.
Amen.
Lie not one to another.
Amen.
Judge righteous judgment.
Yes,
hallelujah. I call, but none answer. Folk will come and with great joy. Usually that's how folk come here. No. They don't all stay, though. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. and for a while believe, and in time of temptation, fall away. There's always going to be temptation, or we'll always be tried. Amen. When we would say, I love you, Brother Sarah, he said, well, you know that's going to be tried. Amen. And we love God, amen, that's being tried. Amen. We love our neighbor, that's being tried too. Hallelujah. Now we must prove the sincerity of our love by abiding in Christ. Hallelujah. No, we didn't know it'd be like this. Praise the Lord. That's God's wisdom. That stuff ahead of us we don't know. That's still God's wisdom. But he knows. That's still God's wisdom. Job expounded upon God's wisdom. He said, I don't know where he's at. I don't know where he is. Where is God? I don't know. But he said, I know the all-wise God. He knows the way I take. So he knows when when you consider the preacher's rough with you, he knows the way you take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I try not to be too rough, but no is no. Y'all understand that? How else can you say no? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We should just trust God. I mean, if it's really to be, he'll bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to shove. That's how I look at it. But some like to shove. Yeah? Well, that's when I don't seem to be gentle. You all know that? I'm being plain. If you think I'm rough, I'm telling you why. Then I'll appear not to be gentle. God the same way. Y'all know that? When we walk contrary, he walks contrary to us. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. To the froward, he shows himself froward. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I mean, that's how wisdom deals with it. Thank you, Lord. So I often say I don't take it personally, and I can't afford to and do righteously. You know, if you all be stubborn and whatever, I can't take that personally because I have no message of my own. Yeah. What I maintain is that I'm doing the will of God. So I take it that you're doing it against God.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
See? Yes. Okay. Yes. So I don't take it personally. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do likewise.
Yes.
Of course, you'll have to be doing the work of God.
Yes.
We don't want to suffer for being busybodies in other men's business.
Yes.
You know, some things just don't pertain
Amen.
To us. Amen. Really?
Amen.
It's on my mind now that someone told me about towel down in the Joy women's bathroom, the towels coming up around the toilet. Brother Owen, can you look at it and make an assessment? Also, the shower walls are peeling, the paint's peeling. I mean, just look at it and see what you think we ought to do. Thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. I guess if it was on me and I looked at it, God would give me something. That's how I see it. I don't think I have any wisdom of my own. Here's what I figure. That the position that God has put me in, you should consider it the same way. When I yield to him, he'll tell me what I need to know. So that's why sometimes my answers are not right off. Sometimes I just wait to see. So while I'm waiting to see, if you're setting your priorities in order and making your, then we have problems. Why don't you just follow the lead? You understand what I'm saying? Am I being rough?
No, right on.
Gonna hold you to it, Big Mo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So always remembering, I like to remember. Y'all remember? God said we should remember.
Hallelujah.
The preacher said, I'd like to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Let us not forget to remember where the Lord brought us from. Out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. So there's Brother David and his mother Marilyn. They love each other. You know that. But they got some ways that they deal with each other. Yeah, I have to, you know, get myself out of that. Since they love each other, there's ways they deal with that. Y'all know, that's what I know. Praise the Lord. So I'm not going to get pulled into the ringer by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, you all, the other thing I would say is Moses, anybody that God gives authority, it's not the easy road. Oh, God. Well, we can sort of have compassion. You understand? Since it's not their choice. You know, Moses didn't choose that. They ragged on Moses. They complained. And Aaron and Miriam and all the way in this. But what they were doing is they complained against God. And since God had called Moses, he understood that. And even though they were doing it to him, he knew they was doing it to God. He still pleaded for them. So this is how I do it, you know. I still intercede for y'all. I don't take it personally. You all think if I treat you rough, well, Pastor Wright, I love you. Huh? So I don't want you roughing the Lord up. Hey, he's got me for a buffer, sacrifice. Yes, yes, yes. That's why the scriptures say you can speak against the Son of Man. Right. Not against the Holy Ghost. So y'all speaking against me is just as my calling. So I don't take it personal. It's so that God won't charge you. Everybody understand? Y'all don't want to be charged, do you? Then we'll have to come to repentance. Hallelujah. But yeah, Moses, because when they cried, Moses said, what can I do? He called on God. That's what I do. Huh? Hey, Moses, hey, we're thirsty. Get me some water, man. And Moses said, God, what else could he do? Praise the Lord. But they murmured and complained. And with many of them, God was not well pleased. And they were destroyed in the wilderness. These things were written for our learning, or admonition on whom the ends of the world is come. So what I'm saying is, for Moses to take that up on himself, that's quite the task. Of course, God gave him grace to do it. Hallelujah. But come on. He had the hard part. The complainers had it easy. All they had to do was believe God. See? So it is very essential that God's people overcome this sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. It does so easily beset us. It's so subtle and, so slick. It's in there and some still believe I'm chasing women. That's unbelief. You know how I know it's unbelief? If anybody know, I know. But you still won't believe me. See? What can I say? Huh? I'm seeking the kingdom. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. So, this is not me or Moses or David or not something they signed up for, they campaigned for. You know how folk run for office. David didn't do that. I mean, anybody that God calls, it's not because they ran for office. Usually it's because they were most unlikely candidate. Because when people choose, they don't choose who God would choose. Now, consider David. Consider Saul. You know where Saul came from? Yeah, people chose him. Of course, God was in it. But The people came to Samuel and said, man, we want a king. We want a king. Now, it wasn't that God didn't want them to have a king, but they wanted him now. And Saul said, okay, but here's what he's going to do. He's going to be like this. He's going to take from your children. He's going to do this. They said, we don't care. That's how they got Saul. Check it out. That's how they got Saul. That's not how they got David. David was minding his business, being faithful to his God. He was learning about God. Yeah, see, he had interaction with God. Yeah, God showed himself mighty unto David. Now, who in here want to tangle with a bear or a lion? Well, you go ahead. I don't want to do that. But David did. At least that's his testimony. Saul believed him. You know David needed authority to go? Well, that goes back to what the prophet would say. Whatever we do, we need authority to do it. We so easily transgress that one. Huh? All because we're looking for something else. But that's how it is. That's why God gives us authority, because there's things he wants us to do. But lo and behold, we don't want to do what God wants us to do with the authority he gave it to do it. No, we want to do something else. But what God wants us to do, he's given us authority to do it. He's a righteous God. He's faithful. Whatever we need, he gives. So all that he commands us to do, he's given us authority to do it. Huh? Don't let the devil tell you you don't have authority to do this. He will tell you, don't believe him. Or whatever God told you, the devil will tell you the opposite. Don't believe it. You have authority to do what God told you to do. Hallelujah. So as I said, I didn't choose this, but since I'm here, I must be faithful. Because I want to go to the kingdom too. See, Moses wanted to go to the kingdom. And he did. You say he didn't go to the promised land. Well, he was just delayed a little bit. You understand? We'll be there. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Huh? But some won't be there. Because when God called, they wouldn't answer. When God called, they wouldn't answer. Thank you, Lord. So maybe at some point I should probably go through the scriptures. Oh, bless you, Lord. You know, the scriptures that make us wise unto salvation, given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Y'all know that's what scripture's for? In conjunction with the Spirit, you know, scriptures by themselves won't help. So here we have the Spirit working with the preacher, with the faith you have. What like we? What like we? Nothing. Thank you, Brother Kirk. He's given us everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. Is that all right? So let me finish saying this. My endeavor is to be faithful. You may read it some other way. But that's my endeavor. Now, some folk, we haven't all done what we said. You know, we talk about a spirit of betrayal. It makes me think of old Lucy with the football. You know, she tell, oh, no, I'm not going to snatch the ball away, Charlie Brown. No, no, no. You can trust me. And then every time, brother, she snatched the ball. Y'all don't remember that? Yet? Hallelujah. And it's the same way with people coming here. There's no one that come here that do not agree to give all they have. Nobody. If what we do right now, if you came here and you didn't understand that, you may leave now. See, we still got a way out for you. So for us to agree to that, that's a burden on all of us. You understand? Yeah, it's just not you, since we are a body. And you all agreed, I agree, to give my all, to have all things common. Then you agree, brother? No, I'm talking about the one behind. You agree to that, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Now, you all keep acting like I'm handling your finances and stealing your money. I resent that. Everybody understand? I'm taking your burden because you hadn't actually done what you're supposed to do. So what we're doing is extending grace to you at my expense. That's how I look at it. Otherwise, we're going to be offended, and I'm not offended. But I resist that. It's wicked to do that. If you got it and you want to keep it, fine. Just do it and don't pretend like you're giving it all or you're here and you want to partake of all. Y'all know this is part of the benefits? You can't put a price on it. Oh, but you, that's what you do, though. See, here we are in the midst of the holy people of God. Huh? Yeah, there's a divine work going on. Yeah, it, right here in the midst of, see? And we'd rather have our little money. See? I don't need anybody's money. God don't need your money. So I don't like being approached like that. Whatever, you know, y'all work out amongst yourselves how y'all do it. That's not a problem, but I'm not doing wrong with anybody. Anybody's money. I don't have any problem telling anybody to turn it in. You know why? Right. Don't have no problem telling y'all to go out to the field. You know why? Right. I don't back up when I say that. I don't have any problem telling you to wash bags. You know why? Yeah, because I present my body. And I'm not going to back up. You don't have to do it, but I don't have any problem telling you. Don't have any problem telling you to give it all. That's what God said. Give it all. That is the only way. How often have we talked about the account of the young rich ruler? He wanted eternal life. He went to eternal life. He asked eternal life. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Eternal life told him. He went away sorrowful. He was willing to give something, but not all. So that's the same. Most people are willing to give something. Y'all know that. But that's not good enough. What did Jesus give? Now, we talk about it every day, and then we hold back. That's why I keep talking the way I talk. If Jesus paid it all, he gave his all, God spared not his own son, what about your little measly dollars? Your cars and your trucks. Well, what about them? Y'all going to hold them back? Well, that's on you. I'm not going to take you to court. But you're breaking the covenant. Your covenant to come here is to give all. A covenant to get into the kingdom is the same, to give all. Now, God don't break covenants. If you don't give all, you won't get in the kingdom. Oh, help me, Lord. So I'm done. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the young rich ruler was willing to give. I'm going to find it in the book. Just not willing to give all. In fact, let me see. Help me out. Hallelujah. Henrietta's supposed to come today. Henrietta, y'all know Henrietta? Yes. Live down in John's Island. She says she prayed for us. Isn't that good? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to... bless her with some okra. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I know. Come on, Tim. Let me read, man. Let me read. I'm trying to figure out where to start. He said, after he asked him, he said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. Everybody understand that? Who is that? Yeah, only God. He's the only good one. So if there's anything good in you, Amen. Then it's him. Amen. All right. That other stuff, you might think highly of it, but it's not good. Amen. If we would believe the scriptures, I'm just saying the same thing in another way. If it's true that there's none good but one, then that means there's nothing good Amen. In you and me except the good man in us. Hallelujah. That's by his own choice.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Amen. For our profit. Thank you, Lord. I had it, Tim, and then it went away. But it says, one good, that is God. That is God. But if thou wilt enter life, keep the commandments. See? Now, when he started naming these commandments, you know what they are? They are the commandments that contain, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, you, don't be a fool. Anybody know when he started naming these commandments, they are the commandments which contains, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. No? Well, how come folks say, well, it really don't mean anything? I don't have to keep it. Well, we don't. Also, these are the same commandments in which is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. He didn't name either one of those. But because he named a few, he named them all. That's if you believe the truth. If you don't believe the truth, then the Sabbath day is not important, as long as we don't steal. See? Ain't that a bunch of foolishness? Beware. Beware, because that's how error is. It's foolishness. It has no foundation, nothing to stand on, nothing to support. Every lie is like that. It's got nothing to support it, yet mostly that's what people do. They believe the lies. You know, it goes along with their own will. That's why people do lies. You understand that? When we discern and submit to doing God's will, then we don't want lies. No, we don't. Hallelujah. But he never once said, thou shalt love. That's the great commandment, you know. Why didn't he start off there? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Why didn't he just say, because when they said, what's the great commandment, he told them. Well, this guy, when he said, which commandment, why didn't he tell them the great one? Because they're all one. Everybody understand that? Oh, which one? They're all, I mean, they're together. You can't separate them. That's right. Hallelujah. But he maintained the ones he named. He said, well, I've kept them. Of course, he didn't, because they're all together. That's all the truth of God. That's why I always say, and it's just wisdom, you know, when we understand that the truth is just one. It's like the river running over there. And when you get in there, you're in the river. See what I mean? Thank you, Lord. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Make the lame to walk, the blind to see. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. This spake he of he that should receive the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Run on, Gino. Gino's encouraged me many times in his running. Thank you, Lord. I look for encouragement. Don't y'all want to be encouraged? So I encourage myself in the Lord. Yes, I do. It's good wisdom, brother. And encouraging myself, I encourage you. And if you're encouraged, I'm encouraged. See how it goes on and on and on. There's a few that always act like they're glad to see me. I'm not saying that you all are not. You hear what I'm saying? I say there's some that it's more evident. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But I love all of you. I'm glad to see y'all. See? So I give myself to God so that I can pour out, spend and be spent. I don't mind. I think it's an honor to serve God in any capacity. To me, this is God's service. Yes, hallelujah. And I'm learning what it entails. And I don't want to complain about that, because it's working out for my good and for yours as well. We must learn that adversity is not against us.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
There's nothing against us.
Amen.
Since God is for us.
Amen.
There's no weapon that the devil employs that it's not
Amen.
Against us.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil is for our perfection. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Huh? Amen. Yes. Get us ready. How about that? Oh, help me, Jesus. So, well, he did say this one. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Yeah, that's the second great commandment. The first one, love God. Amen. The second is like unto it.
Amen.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as, and you can't do one without the other.
Amen, brother.
All the commandments are one.
Amen.
And they are, thou shalt love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what the commandments say.
Hallelujah.
Now, they're broken down, do this and that, but what they say is love God, submit to God, obey God.
Glory.
Only righteousness we have. Y'all know how Noah got saved?
Yes.
He believed God. It was evident that he believed God because he built the ark.
Right.
And whatever God commanded him, so did he. So like in all things, it's not the commandment, it's our obeying the commandment, whatever the commandment is. Get in the ark, obey them that have the rule over you, which is the greater commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And all of them will be a crucifixion to the flesh. What if it's not God's commandment? Come on. The flesh is fine with it. It's only the commandments of God that put the old flesh to death. Yeah. Paul said, I was alive. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going on in Jesus' name, Charlene. Y'all with me today? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Now, I do speak plainly. And as much as God give me grace, I speak honestly. When you call me a liar, you're going to say I treat you rough. It's just going to be that way. I pour out my heart. I'm opening eyes before everybody. And when you call me a liar, then you'll say I treat you rough. Hallelujah. I endeavor to do God's will. Hallelujah. I'm not in rebellion. Now, to expound on that, which means that I am, as a wretched man, presenting myself to God in willingness and obedience to actually do what he wants me to do. That's what I mean. So I'm not trying somehow to circumvent God. That's what I mean when I say I'm not in rebellion. So if there's some righteousness concerning me, believe you me, I'm looking for it too. When you treat me differently, then I'm going to treat you roughly. Or as you call it, roughly. And I pray that you're doing the same thing. Huh? I don't treat you any other way. That's why I appeal to you all after righteousness. Any other way wouldn't work anyway. No, it wouldn't. Oh, help me, Jesus. They on the rock. This is talking about the word that is come forth, or the seed is the word of God. And some fall by the wayside. The devil takes it away. Some fall up on stony ground, for a while. Amen, good preaching. And then when temptation, I told this yesterday, I said, now, we'll have to go take the test.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did anybody take the test?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hopefully y'all did well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first? And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? When Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith which worketh by love. You did run well. You came here and you was excited. Huh? That's what the man of God says. A lot of folk come here and they are full of joy. And then they go away. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion come not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Which is another admonition for us to be careful what we say. You all don't hold to it the way I think we should, though, because we talk too much. And we ain't talking right, which we have to pay for. Y'all know every idle word? You know every disobedience? Every transgression? I know we don't consider that when we're, you know, we're asking God to get our neighbor. Oh, like God, get what we're saying is, God, you ain't doing right now. You see that wicked kneel? See him, Lord. You let him get away with everything, Lord. Look. Me, you slam me every time. That kneel, boy, he just get away with everything. Y'all know you're charging God? Now, don't say I've never done that. You a liar. I live here. You are a liar. Anytime you're overly concerned about your neighbor, that's what you're saying. Right? You ain't going to do right, God. You ain't going to do right. He will do right by your neighbor. He will do right by you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is it right for him to allow your neighbor to do it? Must be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
See? Must be. So give him thanks.
Yes, thank
give him praise. Hallelujah. Then said the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement whom I put away? Of which of my creditors is it to whom I've sold you? Behold, for your iniquities ye have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother is put away. Wherefore, when I came, there was no man. When I called, there was none to answer. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water and dieth for thirst. Hallelujah. I clothe the heavens with blackness and I make sackcloth their covering. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought forth salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Thank you, Lord. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Trust God. Hallelujah. Neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Call up on the Lord. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, but your iniquities. So again now, it's not the Lord not able, not the Lord that can't hear. Praise the Lord. But it's your iniquities that have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you. That he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood,
amen.
Your fingers with iniquity,
amen.
Your lips have spoken lies,
amen.
Your tongue has muttered perverseness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. None calleth for justice,
amen.
Not any, nor any pleadeth for truth.
Amen.
They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Help, Lord. Their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction is in their path, or in their path. The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Oh, Lord, but now go unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, Jeremiah 7:12. See what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now because you have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called, but you answered not. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now. Know and see. Look in the broad places. See if you can find a man. Look for a man. See if there be any that executed judgment, that seek the truth. Look for a man. See if you can find one that execute judgment, that seek the truth. And I will pardon it. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. Refuse to receive correction. Refuse to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I say, surely these are poor. They are foolish. For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Glory, glory. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. How about this one? I found this one in Jeremiah. I have sent unto all my servants the prophets. I've sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them. What did they say? Return ye every man from his evil way and amend your doings. Go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I've given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Isaiah 65, but ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for the troop, and that furnisheth the drink offering unto that number. Therefore I will number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil in my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Turn ye at my reproof. Because I've called you, and you refused. I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have said it, not all my counsel. You would none of my reproof. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mark when your fear cometh. Thank you, Lord. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early. They won't find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall be no strange God. There shall be no strange God in thee. Neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would have hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Oh, I should have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Oh, that they would have hearkened unto me. Oh, yeah, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, for their time should have endured forever. Oh, that they would have hearkened unto me. He should have fed them with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. They would not come. Psalms 86. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. How can they call upon him in whom they've not believed? How can they believe on him whom they've not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? How beautiful are the feet of those that bring glad tidings of good things and publisheth peace. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer. But if thou from thence shall seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation and all these things come upon you, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, nor destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers. Hallelujah. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. When he went out to meet Asa, he said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Hallelujah. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers of them out of Ephraim and Manasseh. And out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers, with all of their heart, with all of their soul. What a covenant. Can we do it? We enter into a covenant to seek the Lord God with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Hallelujah. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me, set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my fortress, my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee. Hallelujah. Surely He shall cover thee. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Glory, glory. A thousand shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. Oh, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Lord. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us enter into this covenant to seek the Lord. Let us do it, saints. Hallelujah. We're here in a good place. We have grace. We have privilege. We have opportunity. The Lord is on our side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. What a question for the Almighty God to answer. Ask. Well, he's put it in my heart. Every time I look at that, he said, wherefore, when I came, there was no man. And when I called, there was none answered. Huh? Can you imagine Almighty God talking like that? Are there not lots of men? Or think much of themselves? He said, how come when I came, there was no man? When I called, look, there was none answered. Oh, help, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. So I believe that I have this hour done the will of God. Thank you, Lord. I believe that it's for our edification. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and for God's glory. Did I lead y'all gently? Well, we'll see.
And so Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Help my thou my unbelief. Well, Heavenly Father, each day I pray we would honestly examine ourselves, and we know what the cost is, oh God, but are we willing to pay it? We have found the pearl of great price, but are we determined to sell all to buy the pearl? And And you said, this is the work of God, to believe on him whom you have sent. And you sent Pastor Rice today, Lord. I bear witness. He was gentle with us. And he's been a faithful man of God and told us the truth. So give us a love for this truth, Lord. And, oh, God, restore the worship. Heal our backsliding, oh, God. We tough folk, Lord. I'm just thankful your determination is to save us. And too often here we still find ourselves opposing ourselves. And so I pray every day, Lord, we would honestly ask ourselves, what lack I yet? Not my neighbor, what lack I yet? And so I'm undone, Lord. I'm a wretched man. I'm a sinful man. But every day, Lord, I'm looking unto you, Jesus. You've begun this work in us, and even now I believe the work's being done. But help us, oh God, to not refuse the work, to help us to receive our help. And you help us every day, Lord. And but again, we're the most stubborn, rebellious generation ever been, Lord. And so it's acknowledging the truth that gives us that deliverance, Lord. And so we thank you for the prophet sent to let us know you're coming a lifetime. And again, Lord, we'll have to take the test today, Lord. I know it'll come. And thank you for it, Lord. It's, oh, your determination to save us, it's a grace that we have received, Lord. And so we thank you for sending your son to be the propitiation of our sin, and even now making intercession for us. And so I pray, Lord, you be our example. We would pray one for another, and we receive every brother, every sister. And I like to be received, Lord. And
truly.
So I would consider that when I deal with my neighbor. And so we thank you for helping us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for those listening as well. And so again, Lord, coming up the Feast of Trumpets, time of remembrance. So stir up our pure minds away again this day by way of remembrance. And we thank you, Father, for saints in every place and body of Christ worldwide. And you've chosen us, oh God. And so help us to appreciate greatly more perfectly each day what you've done for us, Lord. And let there be no complaint in the streets, and give us thankful hearts, Lord. And so then the spontaneous praise will just come forth. And so again, Lord, each day, Lord, I pray, keep us in your will, in your way, make us ready, and make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, I was remembering when I came here, help me, Jesus. I don't want to ever forget. I went through great trial, humiliation, and repentance, and I thank God for all of it. But it's the Lord's own doing, and I'm not sorry of it. I appreciate it. Amen. But honestly, I didn't come here to do this. That's not why I came. I've been charged with that, but I'm not offended that I didn't come to do this. No, I didn't. I came to do what God would have me to do. And even now, I'm not in rebellion. Again, I'll explain that. That means I'm not resisting as much as God give me grace to do what he wants me to do. That's concerning you, you know, he want me to give you all your, in fact, whatever God wants me to do, I'm willing to do it. And I believe that he'll give me the grace to do that. I don't have an agenda. I don't have an ambition seeking something other than the kingdom. You understand? I don't need money. I don't need houses. I don't need land. I need Jesus. And he's made himself available. I'm going to receive him. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.